Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is Robert A. Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom Radio. I'm with Cowboy Wisdom Visionary Vitality. I'm a hypnotherapist, NLP practitioner, published author. But I'm also a free spirit. I have set my life up so I'm very adaptable to move and go around the world, wherever I choose, to really expand my spiritual growth because I'm not attached to where I live. And when you become unattached to where you live, you really open up a new freedom within yourself to do things that you never could do. Today I'm calling in, I'm talking to you from Missoula, Montana, looking at the mountain and the rangeland and the beauty of Montana. This country and the world has so much beauty, just like your inner beauty and your outer beauty. We have always put a tag on something. And I've been really bad about it. My mom and dad are the greatest people in the world, but my mom, we always tagged it. And growing up in a small town, I'm really starting to think all you had to do was gossip about the neighbor. Because that's what I learned to do. And I really, really, well, actually, me and Linda Van Haver are going to do a hypnosis on that. To be the best hypnotherapist, I choose to be the best hypnotherapy student. And that's what the world is all about. But it's about being free and unhooking all the conditional stuff we put on everything. Because we've been taught just about everything that can hold us back, there is. We've been taught to gossip. We've been taught poverty. We've been taught everything. But we haven't been taught our true talent. And that's what this show is turning into. This world encompasses all the right people and all the talent to move the world forward. But however, we're too afraid to move it forward because it's not in a book. And that's where we're at today, is letting go of the books. Because that's what we're caught up in, is books. Books, knowledge, economics, but we lack the common sense to move forward. And that is really something I've opened up to understand, is we lack the common sense to move forward right now because everybody is spoiled, me included. If you look at the government shutdown, that was a bunch of little kids having a fight because they're too little to have a conversation. And that's what the world is really asking for right now, is a conversation of ideas, wisdom, whatever. But we have to open up to understand. If you think you're smarter than somebody, or you think that somebody doesn't lack your knowledge, you're the one looking in the mirror. And when I really expanded into that today, and I will write a meezine about this. When people think they know something and they look down on people and try to use it and then steal their ideas, that's a fear. And this is what the fear is more than anything right now. Somebody might know something I don't. But I'll guarantee you, somebody knows something I don't. And that's a big thing in the world. And we really have to open up to understand that we can expand through this. But we have to also open up to understand the wisdom to live our lives are within us. We had to open up to walk in wisdom. And when I say wisdom, I'm not talking about being the smartest person or anything like that. What I'm really talking about is opening up to understand wisdom is unattached to everything. And that's what gossip is, an attachment to be a fear. And I've really expanded into that. And I'm really starting to understand. When you gossip about somebody or say something about somebody, that's a fear. A fear of something. Whatever it is, it's a fear. So whatever we are afraid of, we stay within inside that every time. You know, when we let go of being in fear, we can also walk in the light of wisdom. And that's a big thing right there. Because wisdom will open us up to a new paradigm, to rhyme the chime of prime time. It's up to us, or you, it's up to me in my life to do the right thing. And I'm really choosing to be more virtuous and use my virtues. And I can be one of them little runaround gossips. And I'm really opening up now to not do that. But gossip has hurt people in the wrong way probably more than anything. And when somebody says they know something, but when you're afraid to share what you know to keep it a secret, you're really hiding your talent from the world. And that is what we're really opening up to here in a new way. But as I see the world expand, because the people of the world today are they are expanding out of what they know, and they're out of the control of somebody else. And they're expanding into who they are and starting to trust their talent. And see, that's the thing right now. We're trying to be in an ideology, whether it be liberal, conservative, whatever. But people are afraid to trust their own abilities, generate their own income. And some days I am, some days I ain't. And, you know, the thing I've really opened up to the last couple months is really being ruthlessly truthful with myself. And if I see something disingenuous in somebody, I stop even looking at them. I start finding it in myself. And that is something that's really helped me and expanded me and allowed me to do things I've never been able to do. And that's just be honest with myself and move myself forward. I'm on my way to Tulsa, Oklahoma right now. And you know, being free and the ability to go has really opened me up to a new way of life. I really love what's going on. And I went down to a seminar taught by Amanda Rose Igo on speaking. And it's a very good seminar, and it was very good. She'll teach you a lot. I'm starting to understand. I understand what I understand. But when I can use what other people understand and their, some of the mannerisms and stuff, they teach me to expand. And that is what the real world is looking at the world as people that will expand you, because they know something that I don't, but I'm willing to expand into. But really, when you go to a seminar, what you're really doing is validating your own wisdom. And that is what I did down there. But I learned some techniques, body language, and I really become a student of the body. And you can really see, when you start understanding that, you can watch the body and really see what's going on. And, you know, if you want to, when you really want to be astute, you watch the body. That's going to tell you more, because a lot of people are going to give you all their actions and everything they're doing, but they'll never really show you until you pay attention to what their outcomes are. You'll never understand what's going on. And that is where I'm at today, as I've really expanded into that. But when I allow myself to see the world as a classroom to expand me, I get to see the world as an opulent opportunity. And that is very vibrant to me. And, you know, the world, life is a classroom, and it's a classy classroom when you stop trying to be everything when you can't really be anything until you understand you're a guest in the world to expand it. And that is where I'm at in my life today. And I love being the student now, because the student allows me to expand through life, to be the leader, the teacher, and everything I desire, but let me be the maestro of my orchestra. And as I travel the world now, I get to meet different people. haven't traveled the world a lot, been to three other countries, but I will see all 268 other countries because I choose to be the student of all this. Anybody could be the know-it-all. The easiest thing you are in life is a know-it-all. But the hardest thing you are in life is honest with yourself. And that is something that's really new and different. And as I open my eyes to this, I'm starting to really open my eyes to life. You know, there was a time, oh, yeah, I wanted to be the teacher, and I wanted to be this, and I wanted to be that. But I really wanted to hide because I didn't really want to be around people. And that has all expanded in the last, oh, 8-9 months. Now I love people because they're my teachers. And their wisdom in motion, wisdom on feet, they're walking towards me. The world is spinning in wisdom, but we're afraid to spin in wisdom because wisdom has no path or no solutions. It has pathways. I misspoke there. Wisdom has pathways, and every pathway is temporary. There's nothing permanent in this world except numbers. And if you learn how to juggle them, they ain't even that. But computers run on 101010, or they run on a binary system. And our cells probably are on a binary system because whatever was going on in our life is going on in our cells. And I wrote an article I'm going to try to choose to get published in a magazine because it's like addictions or anything in life. We hide from it because we don't understand it. When we're afraid to understand something, we want to know it. But see, in an understanding, there's always a flow of wisdom. And that opens you up to see and let go of all the paradoxes in life. Because the only one that can screw, fail in life is me. In my life, I'm the only one that can fail. But I'm the only one that can be the wealthy and successful, too. But sometimes failure and wealth and success go hand in hand. It isn't failure. Quit. The only way you fail is when you quit. So if you choose to never quit, you'll always be moving forward to win your game of life. And as you're moving forward in life, you're always the gambler because you're genuine, you're generating astute magnificence, beaming lively, invigorating newborn genius every day. Because life is a gamble, but it's not the gamble that we're afraid of. It's the engaging in the gambles where we're afraid, and that's where we hide, and that's where we do everything. So when you're afraid to gamble, and the one you're really gambling on is your own talent. And that's where we're afraid to gamble, is on our own talent. And, you know, when you're afraid to gamble on your talent, you're afraid to gamble on yourself. It isn't a gamble. It's actually being willing to expand your talent and your life into your talent without having to be stuck in the muck and all that other stuff. And you really let go when you stop being stuck in it. Because we're the only ones that can be totally stuck in it. And that's the only one thing we can do is when we choose to do nothing, we really become stuck in the muck of yesterday. And that's where we're at today. Everybody is confused, but they know something is wrong, but everybody lacks the desire to move forward because where this country and world has to go is a total unknown. And, you know, and as we do this, everybody's going to open up and become more open-standing. They have the sand to expand. But what we lack is the willingness. And I found that out myself. I discovered I was a paycheck addict. And, you know, I'm going to Tulsa to be still stay in the union and work as an electrician, but I'm also going to give speaking engagements. You know, you got to choose to give up on something, but you also got to pay the bills and do what is. And, you know, the thing for me is I really come full circle on this. I understand where my money is. It's in my speaking and talent. But now it's me expanding into it. And that's why I went to Amanda Rose Igo seminar, doing hypnotherapy, and Kimberly West. There's a whole bunch of slew of people. And YouTube is my friend now because I can go get it. And Jessica Brace, I'm going to take her class on optimizing and learning how to optimize the thing. There is teachers when you're really ready, as I am the world's teacher in wisdom. But there's some increment. There's always somebody has a little something that will validate some wisdom in you. And that is where the world is waiting for you to do and really waiting for you to expand into is that. But, you know, we can't just sit here on our laurels in the world and wait for the politicians and the government and college education. It's going to take self-education to move the world forward and expand it out of where it's at. And that's where we come in, because we do have the talent and we do have the guts. We just have had it taken from us from what we've been taught. And, you know, it isn't that we've been taught. It's what we bought into. And that's where we really, really stand in the shadows of everything, because we really are afraid to step up to who we are. And we're something so magnificent, we don't even understand it. Because we have been taught to always try to fit into somebody else, and we've been always taught to look at the richest and the wealthiest and the smartest. Well, they're smart up to a point, but your unique intelligence is for your journey, and this for my journey. And so start looking. When you see something good in somebody, that's inside you. You make sure you open your eyes to it. But you got to dance in the classroom of the world to really make it open up and become classy and sassy in your own life. And that's what I choose to do in my own life, because I see the world as well. I'm sitting here looking at the mountains in Montana. The Missoula and Kalispell, Montana is just right up there, and the Kalispell Lake is only 45 miles up the road. And that's a beautiful lake. You know, we've tried to cover the world up with cement rather than look at it and see the pristineness of it and see how valuable and how open the world is. And as we move forward through this journey, but are we on a journey, but are we on a paradise of rolling the dice to see how good we can choose to make our own lives? That is where the life is really starting to take shape, have fun, and we're really starting to do things differently than we've ever done. But we're afraid of ourselves, and that's the biggest thing. We are totally afraid of ourselves and how we do things, because it's not in a book. So we got to unhook the books, but we got to read books. But you only use them as a guide. And something that is, you know, sometimes getting out of your area, and how is your hometowns and the inner cities, prisons with road in it? Because the first time I left South Dakota and went to Gillette, Wyoming, that was pretty scary for a little country hick that's never been off the farm. But, you know, the more I go out now, the more I want to see the world. Now I really enjoy it. And see, the traveling I do and the moving around actually allows me to learn from other people, and I'm unattached to where I live, allows me to play in a different way for myself. It ain't that I'm anything special. It's just that I'm more willing to move around and see the teachers and see the world. And it's also not also so good for business because it's hard to keep people really close and live right where you're living. You got to move and look at different things, and different things happen. But it's all good. It's good in every way for me because I really, really enjoy having the fun. And, you know, I get to go down to Tulsa, and I know only one person down there or two people down there. But when I get down, I'll know hundreds, and that's really good. And see, it's being willing to meet the people, you know, from all over. And it's meeting them where they're at and see the preciousness within them without me getting all balled up, gelled up in my own stuff. And that's what I'm really opening up to. Because I'm more curious about what the other person's doing and how they're doing it than I am myself now. And that just happened on the trip to Missoula from Eastray to Washington. And I'm really now curious about people in their life and what's going on in it and how they're living and what they do. And, you know, it's just a really a free-for-all of good for me. But it isn't always a free-for-all of good. There's going to be challenges, but I learned about challenges. Challenges are disguised as courage. And that is something that really opened me up into a new way. But how are you stuck right where you live and afraid to move beyond where you're at? How are you afraid to do anything more than you're doing right now? So what keeps you stuck in the muck and always running around looking for something that isn't there? And how is it that you're stuck and really unwilling to move forward and do anything in your own life? You know, that's the thing. This is a 1,900-mile journey. It's going to take me about 30 hours. I should be there Friday morning. You know, the thing is I get to drive slow and take it easy and see the world, even though I saw most of this once or twice. But, you know, God's okay because God's riding with me. I got my two Bibles on the dash, and we're making a flash dash for Tulsa, Oklahoma. And that's not my final spot. Hopefully it's Phoenix, Arizona. But who knows? It may be Timbuktu, Africa. I don't know. And I don't care. I'm just open here for the deer. I'm open for the voyage. That's where my visionary vitality fits in. And see, I'm a published author of books, Fear is My Friend. See, there's nothing in this world to be afraid of except engaging in it. Flow in the glow is about opening you up to flow in the glow. But see, here's the thing. We're afraid to flow. And we're afraid to go understand where we're going or what we're doing. We become disingenuous inside ourselves and afraid to move life forward. That is something we've really, really opened up to and really become afraid. We have flat out become afraid to walk away from anything because we don't know if we're going to need it tomorrow. Well, they make everything over every day. So we can really open up and do a good job, have fun doing this. So what is it that allows you to move forward and be unafraid? How are you afraid to leave home? And how are you afraid to move away from what's holding you back? Because a lot of times the things that are holding people back is where they live or the people they surround with. Sometimes it's good to get out. That's why when they send a criminal fresh out of prison, they send them to a halfway house. What's a halfway house full of? More criminals. See, we keep everything in a spiral and in a 12-step program, they never let them be liberated. Even in the deal, they never allow them to be free, let go of the pain. They keep them in the pain. When you say I'm an alcoholic, well, you're an alcoholic. But if you say I'm a liberated alcoholic, and today I'm free of alcohol, or today I drank water, what does that do to you? Because they want the pain. And we don't know how to let go. That is something the world does not understand. And that's what all addictions are and everything, is people holding on to the pain of yesterday. So why do we hold on to the pain of yesterday? Because that's what we understand. That's what we know is the pain of yesterday, pain of poverty, the pain of everything. And yet, and once you expand out of that and start seeing it, but how is where you live really your biggest limitation? And, you know, I'm really open to this now because life is going to deal some cold-hearted apples at me. But you know what? That's the courage to go through it. But it's also going to give me bliss and everything else. And, you know, the people I'm starting to see and that are entering into my life, quite extravagant. They're really, really high quality, good people. Everybody's got their own high quality. Some people are afraid to see it. And that's the difference. Successful people see their high quality good. I'm talking about the successful with integrity and honesty. They see it. You know, disingenuous people will always be disingenuous, always wondering who's going to take their stuff and where it's going to go and how it's going to happen. They're afraid to see themselves win their own game of life. It isn't so much the game of life, it's the living of life to make life a game, to galvanize astute, magnificent epiphanies every. And as you open up to this, you're going to see a new way to experience life. Because unattachment is walking in wisdom. And when you walk in wisdom, you really let go of everything you know. And you quit telling people what to do. You allow people to find their way. Because you get scalped in help, and help is scalping yourself. But you also, when you show yourself your talent, you forever understand that talent. And that's where the world is today and always will be. And my website is cowboy-wisdom.com. I got a book coming out called I Approve of Me, I'm Free. And I got I Forgive Me, I'm Free. My visionary, I am. And you know what? We're all visionaries. And the God within us is the visionary. I am within, am the visionary of my life. So when you choose. And my author's page is amazon.com/author/Robert A. Wilson. And my books will open your eyes and let you feel good, but they're going to give you something. They're going to open your eyes, your mind's eye, your heart, and your gut all at the same time. Because it is a body-mind connection. It isn't a head-heart, it's heart-head. I got a heart. But it's really about that. My website is cowboy-wisdom.com, and it's really about engaging in your own self and letting you see your own talent, and that's where I'm at today. And I'm going to Tulsa for who knows, but I'm ready for the journey. And I will be here Thursday night from somewhere between Missoula, Montana, and Tulsa, Oklahoma, and next week I'll have guests. And this show is about expanding people's lives. I expand life on this show. And that's what it's all about. My website's cowboy-wisdom.com. They're published by Freedom of Speech Publishing. Patrick and Gerard are really good people. And they will do everything. And I'm going to say good night and get back on the road. Everybody have a good night.